The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Good evening, Los Angeles, California. Welcome to the Dynasty Typewriter. This is Casey Kasem. Are you ready to laugh? Are you ready to have fun? I can't hear you. Shout it louder. Okay, good. First of all, let's give it up for Matt. Let's give 3 big cheers for Matt. Are you ready? Good. Hip hip hooray. 1. Hip hip hooray. 2. Hip hip hooray. 3. And now on with the introduction. Let's put your hands together and clap them as hard as possible as we welcome to the stage Bethlehem's favorite son, the one, the only Mr. Victor Berger. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to count to 3 and then we're going to welcome the next member of the Holy Trinity to the Dynasty Typewriter stage. Come on and count along with me, everyone. Ready? Okay, let's do it. 1, 2, 3. DJ Doug Pound. And finally, last but not least, he's like Dylan. He has so many great ideas. He's the father of the Holy Trinity, and he's here to laugh and have fun with you, Tim Heidecker.
YouTube channel, are you ready to let the world know that you're here right now?
Come on, say it.
Matt, let's start the show, baby. Time. Wow. Welcome to the Late Show. Please take a seat. Welcome. Put your phones away. We are filming this. It is a live stream film thing. If you want to grab a shot from the YouTube,
you can.
Thank you very much.
Well, maybe you can explain you, it to me. It to me. Yeah.
Tim.
Okay. And Doug and Vic will be doing drops for the first 2 minutes of the show today, and then they're going to, they have another show at Largo tonight.
Come on, dude.
Straight white men are not allowed to talk.
Thank you. Thank you guys for being here to the 8 o'clock show here. This is unbelievable. A tremendous night in store for you. The truth is, I'm on empty. I'm running on empty, folks. Was anybody at the early show by any chance?
Nope.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Well, it's the exact same show. With a little bit less energy and a little bit kind of over it.
You know, about the...
No, I have tremendous respect for the 8 o'clock attendees here because you guys gobbled these tickets up first. You said you saw we're going to come live. And you said, I got to be there. Yeah. How many people have been looking forward to the show? All right. Okay, dokie then. How many people? How many people? Look, here's the deal. How many people here are now kind of looking forward to going home? You know.
What? That's what I'm talking about.
My hands hurt from clapping. Oh, I'm having a panic attack. I got an email here I have to write. Fuck. I have an email I have to reply to, and it's kind of a long one.
We sniffed a little.
What was that?
I don't know. That was John Lennon. Suavemente, bésame.
Welcome to the people watching live right now on YouTube.com. By the way, if you're watching us anywhere across the globe, anywhere, it's basically anywhere YouTube is legal. I think there's probably Iran doesn't have YouTube. I don't know. No disrespect. But folks watching us right now, there are 1,500 people here tonight ready to have some fun, ready to laugh. Let's hear it! Stand up! Look at you.
Hello.
Bunch of sheep with your masks.
Chef the hide.
I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen at home. Thank you. Sit down. Ladies and gentlemen at home, if I could see their faces, their jaws would be on the floor. They can't believe it's happening. We've done it again. I should get this out of the way. I had a little bit of bad news. Me, I had bad news. Let's be serious about this for a second. This is serious stuff. A couple days ago, woke up? Is that the one?
Woke up?
There you go. I was like, is that pitch down or something? I checked my email on my phone, folks. Right? How many people have email on their phone now? It's nuts. How great is that?
Email and...
And I get an email from a name I don't recognize. It is Cheryl Johnson. Is that Cheryl Johnson? Cheryl Johnson, yeah. And I don't know Cheryl, so I say, maybe this is a job opportunity. Maybe this is... Who knows? You got to open it up, right, folks? It didn't go to spam. Google's doing its thing. They're making sure I get the emails I need to see. I open this thing up, 6 a.m, just rolling over. Just, you know, just getting my eyes open. My email goes, I am shocked by you, mate. Timothy, what's the matter with you? You're a grown-up and your sexual stimulation. You're a grown-up and your sexual stimulation, that's really spectacular. I assume that your hobby is on the brink of craziness. This is how you love your sex hobby. Well, these sound effects were not in the email, folks.
Sex, sex, sex,
hey.
Sex.
Well, it isn't for me to tell what others get to practice in their spare time, but you really have impressed me. You do not... I like this. This is kind of a compliment. He says, you do not seem like a guy who can get a... You do not seem like a guy who can't get a girl. Right, ladies? And the rationale for everything is simply your love for your hand. I don't like where this is going. I would like to give you a piece of advice to stick up the camera of your device while practicing this type of things.
Thanks for coming.
It's hard to tell that somebody has access. It's hard to tell that somebody has accessed. It's hard to tell that somebody has accessed to your device, not to mention the access to contact information from your electronic mail. Oh no. And then this is how he confirms.
The electronic mail.
This is how Cheryl confirms that this is not a joke. BTC1Q178F3CTW12. That's the serial number of something, right?
That's Bitcoin.
I am sure that the price is fair, $10.99. I give you 40 hours to fulfill my claims. Otherwise, within 80 hours, how much is 80? That's like four, is that a week? What is that? 80 hours.
Two days, three days, and a couple days.
It's like a work day. It's a work day.
Yeah.
And then two full days.
A little grace period after that.
A little overtime.
I give you 40 hours to fulfill my claims. Otherwise, within 80 hours, I'll distribute the clip I have recorded you are in on the internet, and I will send it to the contacts from your email.
I masturbate a lot.
This is true.
It's true.
And okay. Of course, listen, I took a minute with that. I thought, that's a pretty reasonable price.
It's only $10.99?
No, I think he's saying $1,000, right?
Oh, just pay the $1,000.
And I'm thinking, like, you know, who would get this? Who would get this? You know, my grandparents are dead, thank goodness. Would you, Vic, would you open up, if you got an email from Cheryl that said...
I know a lot of Cheryls.
Yeah, open to see, what would it say? Open to, like, see Tim Heidecker
Tim's
masturbating.
Yeah, like...
Sucky. Lovey.
I'd give it a peek give it a couple peeks just to make would sure anybody, it's not would, AI or something.
Would anyone contact me after that? Would it just be a thing that everyone knows? Also, what would the shot be? It would be... This shot here.
Sucking on chili dough.
Got what?
No way to know what I was doing, I guess. Maybe I don't know. So be some sounds, I suppose. But
I had a beat off.
No, I did not. Stop. But you guys, is this a real? Do you guys know about this? Is it a? Somebody said it was a. It's an actual scam. Is it? Can we confirm that? Has anyone gotten an email like this? You've got. It's a real thing. So I should not send the money.
Tim, you can't be too.
Well, if
you
anybody wants
to get ahead of the game and send the videos out,
we'll have to shoot them though. We'd have to get shoot them.
I got some clips.
Cheryl KILI67@AOL.com. If you want to reach out to her and request them preemptively, we could get this out ahead of time, right?
Cool, man.
You've got mail.
Well, that's the news. So, I'm dealing with that now.
Mau.
Anything else?
Well, what's your name, though?
You want to take an audience question?
Yes. Welcome to the show, by the way.
You want to say hi to Doug and Vic? You haven't really.
Good morning, Vic.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
I know we've made. Does everybody feel a little stunned and uncomfortable? Not from that story, but. Just to be here amongst other people. How many people have been in a theater, been out before? Ever? Let's do it this way. How many people, is this your first time out since the plague? Congratulations, well, welcome. We're all positive.
You're talking nonsense, Mike.
But we've got a contract with the Dynasty Typewriter to do the show no matter what, so take it up with them.
I have the coronavirus, that's why I'm
Okay, enough. Oh my God. Very good. Do we have a question from the audience? We'll do this. We're going to do, we have a huge show. We've got a tremendous guest. I said tremendous nine times already. Done. We have a great show, guests galore. I was going to say something very not nice. I just stopped myself to
filtering okay. yourself now. You're self-censoring.
Does anybody have a question in the audience? We're going to take some Zooms. We're going to do all kinds of fun things tonight.
We've got somebody with a mic, so raise your hand if you have a
And we
question.
Do have some fun plants in the audience tonight, too, so it's going to be funny to see these. I should have said that.
Nobody.
Somebody just went like this. Mr. Overalls is here. And the...
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the front row.
Thank you.
Look at you.
Got what?
Out of the members of the Beatles, which one do you think grew the most tasteful beard?
Don't laugh like that.
I'm actually quite good on bass.
Well, I do want to take a second and say...
I get high with a little help from my friends.
This is what you paid for.
Bip-bop, real.
I do want to...
Help!
Since we're talking rock, you want to talk rock? You want to really talk rock? Let's give it up a little RIP for Charlie Watts tonight. This is one of the greats. Stickman. A lot of people say, you know what? I heard a good quote. Good quote from somebody good. Oh, Ginger Baker, who was a bad guy. He said Charlie Watts was the best musician in the Rolling Stones by a country mile, he said. He didn't have to add that. That's mean. But we were talking backstage. Well, we did have this thought. I thought this was kind of interesting. That, and all due respect to the Rolling Stones, and they must be suffering right now, but... They, of course, 20 years ago lost their bass player, not from death, but from he quit. And now they've lost their drummer. And we thought, you know who's around who's a drummer and a bass player? Ringo and Paul. Would Ringo and Paul join the Stones, Vic?
I mean, why not? When else are you going to do it? You know, now's the time.
Peace and love.
What do you think, Doug? This was your bright idea.
Well, I think, what if the Stones joined the Beatles and then like Mick Jagger was the singer of the Beatles? And
I think what would happen is that Paul would sort of secretly take control of the Stones. He would, once he got in there, he would worm his way through and start putting Beatles songs into the set list.
Can you sing a Stones song in the style of McCartney? What would that sound like?
I think I can.
Satisfaction?
I'm not going to... You think that's a good idea, but...
I don't know. Put you on the spot.
I'll see a red door and I want to... Now, see, it sucks. It's embarrassing.
See, it works.
The whole thing is
Please
embarrassing.
Do it.
Let's take a zoomer, huh? Let's see how that works.
All right.
You imagine if this works?
Well, I guess that makes our naughty parts tingle.
John.
I want to thank our sponsor for getting us milk today. We've got milk here. Drink a whole lot of milk.
John Collins, are you there? Did you disappear on me? What happened, John Collins? From an exotic locale. All right.
I like cucumbers.
The exotic beard's got to go to...
Ethan.
Pete Best.
Ethan, are you there? Ethan.
Hello.
There is this Ethan Coen from the Coen Brothers?
Yeah, I don't want to make movies anymore. I just want to direct plays or whatever.
You're a hit, Ethan. Where are you calling from, by the way?
Honolulu, Hawaii.
Oh!
No drops for that.
I know.
Oh, ho!
Ho!
Don Ho. So what's going on in Hawaii?
Not much. I was thinking about...
Guys in the audience are like, this can't be the show. This can't be what they
have planned. Have you guys seen this new TikTok going around? The new cringe TikTok with the lady making lemon cake and she's talking all weird?
No.
Gerblins lady?
Anything, Vic?
I don't recognize.
Is this a whiff?
Let's hear about it, though.
Why don't you describe it to us?
It's just like a lady making lemon cake on TikTok, but she's really cringe about it.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for checking in. I'll let you get back to your video game.
Oh, I said,
yeah, baby.
Okay.
What do you do all day in Hawaii?
Yeah.
You know, just go to the beach, go hiking.
Are you in the tourism industry?
No.
Are you military?
No.
Sandal sales?
I mean,
that's tourism.
We want to get real. I don't have a day job right now.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate, available now.
But
so you kind of like, I've heard this. I shot a season of a television show called Decker, and thank you. In Hawaii, as you know, port of call, Hawaii.
And one of the best things you ever
thank
made.
You,
I
thank
think,
you,
honestly.
Thank you, thank you. It's not list things, because then we're starting to wonder, well, what's the stuff you don't like? And then I get all, but
there's just some magic.
Yeah, okay,
it, you know?
okay. But the thing, maybe, I want to ask you a question about this, because I've heard from when I was there, there's people there that feel trapped on the island, literally, because it's so expensive to live there that you can't leave.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
sure.
Well, thank you, and we wish you, we'll send a lifeboat out for you. Now, is that true? Is that a real feeling?
I mean, it's certainly very expensive. I haven't left since I got here in 2019.
I haven't left then, since I got here. Is that a David Crosby album title?
What?
I'll say.
Okay, well, I feel for you. I love you, and I...
I love you too, man.
All right.
Always good to talk.
I'll see you on Waikiki Beach. Speaking of which...
Jack was brilliant. I can go there.
Let it go.
Speaking of the city of the day... No, the city of the... Ironically, the city of the day is Honolulu. Oh. You guys want to do the city of the day?
Let's hit my water.
City of the day.
Come on, everybody.
Ain't much more to say. Let's all play. City of the day. City of the day.
All right, city of the fucking day is Honolulu. Let's move on.
Okay.
Quite warm up there, isn't it? Quite warm. We don't have temps on that right now.
You want me to pull it up?
Nah.
Is it still hot out there?
It's probably fucking hot, right?
Nah.
Somebody want to grab their phone, get me a temp? Go ahead.
It's hot.
Get up there, see who can do it first. That's the new game we're going to play now. Audience does the work.
Who can get the temperature
Who gets
sooner?
The fucking temp now?
Does anybody have some sun protection for your president, please?
I got it.
No, I don't...
Oh,
well, you're not playing. They're playing.
Oh, okay.
What's the fucking time? What is it? How do we know? Give me your phone. I'll throw it away.
Wrong. That's not the high. He's wrong. That's not the high today. That's not the high.
Well, that's the high now. Current temp.
That's not what it is. What's the high and low?
Well, Tim just said, can I get a temp? He didn't say
it's true.
Yeah, it's
true.
Everyone who knows city of the day.
Let's do a new city. Let's get a new city of the day.
Current temp.
That's never been current.
That's kind of more fun.
That should be the new rule.
Current temp?
Current temp.
No right. High and low.
City of the Day is brought to you by British Braces. Cheap joke here, man. I don't write this shit. Hello, Governor.
Naya.
Hello, Governor. Are you sick of having straight white American teeth with no character? That's bloody boring. Now you can give your teeth the... Now you can give your teeth the royal treatment with British braces. These teeth warping braces will have those pearly cunts looking like Stonehenge. I love not reading these. In just 12 to 18 months, feeling left out when your mates drone on and on about their heritage? And now you can convince people that your ancestry DNA results are 100% English with British braces. And that's not all. Order now and get a free month supply of tooth-yellowing, tea-stained toothpaste. All right, mate, let's get those teeth looking like rubbish just to go British... Let's get those teeth looking like rubbish. Go to britishbraces.uk and get cracking today. All right.
Okay.
Oh,
my God.
Can I tell you something? That was very good.
Thank you.
You're one of the greats.
Thank you, too.
Yeah,
thank
you, you know that. I have to share this with you because we did a different sponsor in the first half of the night.
Dog.
And I think this crowd deserves another sponsor because this one's so good. I hate to say it.
Run both sponsors, two commercials.
We're making double the cash too that way. The other sponsor from earlier today was the William H. Spacey.
You got to pull up the image this time.
Yeah.
Okay, wait.
It was actually a good reveal after. Can I recommend that?
Okay.
William H. Spacey. The actor formerly known as Kevin Spacey has rebranded himself. Introducing William H. Spacey. William H. has an all-new name and a fresh start, and he's ready to act in your excellent film or TV production. Unlike Kevin, William H. has no shady record or checkered past. He's got a clean slate, so cast William H. today. He will cause no harm, and you've got nothing to lose. Hey, Coen Brothers. That was them, too. We're calling for you. And then I think we talked about this last show, but it just ends. You didn't finish. It says William H. has no children. No period.
Somebody
nothing.
Added William H. has no children at the end. I don't know who did it.
Did you do it?
No, Matt.
It Matt?
No, it wasn't good. No. I didn't touch this.
Vic?
I don't know. I don't think
maybe it was Cheryl like Johnson or whoever.
Oh, here you go. Here's your image.
William H. Spacey, pull him up.
Gotta love the cleverness of the show, right, folks? How about another question from the audience? Maybe we can get them. Vic, you went to the Dodgers the other day?
I did. How was that? I mean, in theory, it was fun, but unfortunately, I got there. A lot of traffic on the way in. It was my first Dodger game, too. I haven't been to a baseball game in like 30 years. Got there this top of the second inning, and it was teacher day. So my wife, it was because my wife's a teacher, so we got free tickets. And it was like way up top, like the top level, as you know, as high up as you can. You got to take the elevator.
That's what these Dodgers think about teachers.
I know, that's what they think about.
Put them down on the third base line on Loge.
Fabric of our country, but you know. But as soon as we sat down, the kids hadn't eaten, so I got up.
You didn't feed the kids all day.
No, I didn't feed them. No, I didn't feed them all day. And then I'm like, you guys want some hot dogs? Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'll go treat you guys to hot dogs.
Treating your kids to hot dogs?
I usually make them pay.
How about you just get them hot dogs?
I'll just get them hot dogs.
Treating them.
It's a treat, though. It's a treat to be there. You know? And then...
It's a meal.
And then I came back at
you
the...
You should feed your kids meals. Don't treat. Guess what? Daddy made spaghetti. We got a big treat.
I let them have ketchup on the hot dogs. And then I got back, and it was the top of the eighth. And so there's all this time in between that I'm just, like, missed. And, like, they wanted water. They're so thirsty. And I finally got the hot dogs.
You don't get them water at home either.
No, because we didn't think we could bring water into the thing. I thought, it was like a TSA kind of situation. But, like, I got up there, and I was so flustered and stressed out by the end, I forgot to ask for water. So I had to get back in line. So that's why, and then get water again. But it was a total disaster.
And then they lost.
And then they lost like real bad. Mm-hmm. It was a shame. So
sounds like Woodstock '99.
It's like lost.
Right, I'll let you guys do the show. What do I mean? Can I sit with you guys out there and just let these guys run?
Hi there.
You guys want to hear my Fred Flintstone? I've been working on it. Someone clapping. Mm-hmm.
Hi there. Hi there. Hi there. Hi there. This is a long-distance call from Bedrock.
Okay.
Well said.
Jeez. Any questions? Sorry, who can ask? Is there a question out there? Front row, man dressed. You're dressed very nice. It was very appropriately for the night.
In the back here, I have a couple puns.
Okay, so see them out.
What's the subject of the, like, the subject matter, like the category?
They're just general puns.
Yeah, they're puns in general. The first one is, did you know that Michael Jackson, the...
No. Thank you,
Nick. Well, no, he was actually, like, a huge fan of the Beach Boys. He actually really loved the lead singer anyone.
And wait, we do have a message from Michael, right?
Yeah, Michael sent this over for tonight. Listen closely.
I don't like Mike Love at all.
I don't know if that's true that he liked the Beach Boys.
Interesting. So what was your pun?
God damn. Well, the thing was he wanted a tribute to him, so he was wore a Mike Glove.
Oh. Very nice. Nope. No applause from the audience. You have to build a career like I did 15, 20 years, however long.
Beat it.
Constant content.
Security, get him out of here.
Many hours of entertainment. And then I could deliver something like that, and this place will eat it up.
I have...
Because they respect...
You got another one?
I have one more.
The context of my career.
Hard to see. Who's out there? Can you stand up? I can't see. I got to see this. Oh. There we go. There we go. Okay.
Oh, Dodgers fan. There we go. Oh, look at this.
So the other one...
Talk about a plant.
So the movie Private Parts, everyone I'm sure is familiar with...
Wait, is there somebody that isn't? This is a young crowd.
But they had an original cut of the movie that was NC-17, but obviously they released the R-rated one, but the NC-17 one, it featured Mo Howard.
Wow. Oh, I get it.
Hmm. As in Moore Howard? As in
Mo Howard.
Yes.
It's not good, but
okay,
I get it.
Okay, good.
Very well done. Let's give him a round of applause for participating. He's filling the hours. The show's all filling, so we need lots of caulk to put the show together. Lots of caulk.
Who's down here though, with a nice suit on?
Yeah, a guy from Today's Men is here. Today's Man.
Is that Angela? There we go. We got Angela here.
Oh, Angela, how are you?
Good.
You gave away your early show ticket to be here.
Well, not quite. But,
okay, fair. I don't know. I don't want to get into the weeds of that.
No worries.
None of my business.
My question is, I've been watching YouTube videos.
I did
videos.
Cocaine today for the first time. Because I was so tired, and Doug is selling it now. Sorry, go ahead. We're gonna get...
I've been watching YouTube videos, and I feel
very conflicted
about
it. Yeah, baby, who else has been? That's the shit right now, man.
I've been watching YouTube videos from
Sammy. Yeah, me too, baby. That's right. That's the good stuff.
From the former mafia hitman, Sammy the Bull Gravano, who was implicated in 19 murders. Mm. And I feel very dirty about watching him. Like, how do you feel about watching YouTube videos from a mass murderer?
That's a really good segue to what we actually have.
Like. Well, I don't get it. Is it him like... It's him.
He just tells stories of like times people got killed or he nearly killed people or he threatened to kill someone or being in Supermax prison. I just feel sleazy like
well,
knowing
stop.
I'm giving
all
it
you
bad
have to do
money.
Is stop. It's easy to self-control is one of the easiest things there is to do when it comes to the internet or pornography or drugs or drinking or you just stop. Just say no.
Stop.
I wouldn't feel bad watching it myself. It's not my problem. He did what he did. Those people are gone. You're not coming back.
What's the darkest thing you've ever watched him? And then turn it off. Or kept watching, either way.
On YouTube?
In general.
I don't know. What should we show what we're going to show?
Yeah, it was pretty dark.
Vic scroll, like, goes, trawls. Is the word trawl something? Trawls. Uh-huh. The best is when Vic finds... something with like a very low view count. That is gold, right? Because you all see the thing.
13 is the magic number.
13
yeah,
views?
13.
And Vic stumbled upon this guy. And this is a very dramatically low view count for how incredibly great this is. And we've been holding this because we want it to be ours. We don't want to give it to the world. It is a gift. It's also very specifically something that you guys are all going to think is great. But the average Joe is not going to dig this, right? This is going to blow up. And we were kind of holding it back, kind of reserved. about it. And then we were like, well, we don't really have much content for this show. Maybe we should just... No, but then we saw this guy posted this like kind of weird anti-mask thing, right? And so we're like, oh, fuck him. Let's go. Let's roll. So what backstory do we want to talk about? Kurt Shore.
He's a Philadelphia guy, Kurt Shore. He's currently an ad agency, like he has his own ad agency where he's just making like little commercials in Philadelphia and everything. He seems to be fairly successful, but he has a history in music. And I dug up an old record of his from the late 60s, which is actually like pretty good. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. It's psychedelic and everything. But he also like makes his like staff film him like singing his own songs. And he's like a lot of selfie stuff where he's in the car. And
this is
going
to be very,
singing.
Very yeah. uncomfortable yes, for everybody. Are you ready?
Especially,
or should we not?
For Kurt.
You want to push? You want to push this?
I mean, the songs are good. You'll see.
There's not. It's not
absolutely.
Like, let's just enjoy it. Let's not go psychoanalyze it. Let's just experience this without context. It hit me hard. I'll say this, especially as a big fan of the Beatles. Let's take a look at what Kurt Shore put up with a couple hundred views.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll call you every day. And I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you.
That's not the funny part yet. The funny part comes now.
All my loving.
Now.
All my loving.
Not yet. It's coming.
You're not expecting
it. Not yet. Here it comes. Take it away, Kurt.
To you, baby. Life gets busy. It makes you dizzy. Time.
Let's add a bridge.
Disappears. Then you suddenly realize. The love of your life has been living alone for years.
Rock it, man.
So many birthdays, big games and first dates. You missed so many things. So you rush for that last flight. Let's get home way past midnight. She's asleep, such a beautiful scene. You tell her that you still love her. I have said to you, yeah. All my loving, darling, I've been true, yeah. All my loving, all my loving, ooh, all my loving, I'll always give.
Kurt Shore, everybody. Isn't that nuts? Aren't people crazy? It's like, you know that song, All My Lovin' Could Use Some Work?
I like this one a lot better.
That's your choice. Now, there's one other Kurt Shore song. And there's a lot.
I mean, there's so many.
Just be nice. You know, don't go on there and start saying shit. Don't say, Sefahai.
The pounding.
This one requires, it's not as funny. We should have played the other one first, whatever. Not as funny, but what I will, for this to hit hard, I need to kind of like, lights low. Quiet, you. Lights low, please. And I want, it's actually quite, it's actually quite quiet in here. This is a great room, by the way. Isn't it a great room? Terrible name for a theater, but a great room. It's called the Hayworth. It's a sign out front. It says Hayworth. That's what I'm calling it.
You're not getting me to put some Mad Libs two words together. Don't mean nothing. God bless them, though. They've been terrific. But I want absolute silence. You ready for this, Matt? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So this is absolute silence. And none of you either. You got pants behind your back, hear me? Get down on the ground. I want to do something crazy. I want to do 15 seconds of full silence from this crowd before we engage with this. We haven't tried this. I think that's the way to go. I think 15 seconds. You make that call, Matt. Are you ready? Get your timer out. Put your weather app away. Are you ready? Don't.
Okay.
Just let everybody take a moment to almost like forget where you are.
And start now.
Okay.
Stop. You can't do okay.
Well, that was 15
no,
seconds.
No, but...
Oh, I'm supposed to play the video? Running this thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The whole idea was full silence. Right? Redo. Right? Okay. Are we up for a redo?
Sure.
15 seconds and then
and
play.
Then just play. Oh, I see. Okay.
How clear was I?
Starting now?
Tim, I would never break your silence that you...
Matt goes, okay.
He's like, okay.
I thought I you just wanted to get into a state of mind.
I thought you just wanted to feel what 15 seconds
okay.
was.
No.
All right, starting now.
Insane. Yeah. Okay.
It doesn't have to be precise.
Dear someone, I'm calling you. Distant shore, you may not hear the words I say, but if you feel a breeze on your cheek, that's me, that's me, that's me, that's me, that's me, that's me. Dear someone, I'm reaching out from the clouds above. I sing, but see the bluebird on your sill. That's me, that's me, that's me. That's me, that's me, that's me. I can see it in your eyes.
I can't do the bridge, thank you. I can't do the bridge. Wait, Matt, can we just hear the opening of that one more time? Yeah, you got to start from the top. This is the beauty of this is the top of like when you press play. This is what happens.
Only Clapton came close to starting a song with a chorus like that.
It's like
just the way they can.
I'll get my Kurt Schorr YouTube channel out. Press play now.
Dear someone.
Okay. Dear someone. We love Kurt.
We
he doesn't want anyone to like switch the channel when the ad comes up or something.
And his Instagram is kind of not safe for work. It's a little, it's like he's always
on
very,
the mic, Vic. We talked about.
Sorry
this.
About that. I can't tell, but yeah, he's always shirtless and he does a lot of these like dance videos where the camera's kind of down below, but it's like aimed right at his crotch. So just be careful.
Okay, how about another? How about a Zoomer, Matt? Should we take a Zoomer?
Yeah, let's see. What's this? LAPD.
Get ready.
Are we in trouble?
What's this about? Are we in trouble, LAPD? Can you start your camera, LAPD?
Hey guys. Can y'all hear me?
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
What, Phil? Is that you? Phil? Phil?
Yeah.
Phil?
Phil up.
What's going on? You're at the LA... You're in custody or something?
Yeah, I've been arrested.
Why?
Let me do the interview, okay? Oh boy, here he goes. wait, you're in L.A.?
Yeah, I'm in L.A.
And they're letting you Zoom with us. Is that what's interview room one? Are you under questioning? Are you what's going on?
I'm being interrogated for murder, and they let me have a phone call.
Murder?
And I said, yeah. And I said, well, I need to Zoom these guys. Can you just kind of link me into that with your closed circuit camera or something?
And I guess they said yes.
Yeah.
Well, what the hell happened? You're covered in blood. This doesn't look good, Phil. Were you supposed to be here at the Dynasty Typewriter tonight?
I was coming there. I was ready to walk over to the show. I'd been walking over by the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Uh-huh.
And
that's pretty far away, but okay.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how far it is from the theater there, but it was nice out. So, and then I saw a body laying on top of Don McLean's star, and that's why I come to see.
What?
Yeah, there was a body there, and I was like, you know, that's a pretty heavily trafficked area, and I'm like, I better move this guy out of the way.
Don McLean, by the way, just got his Hollywood Walk of he just got his star of, why can't I say this?
Walk of
Hollywood
fame.
Walk of Fame star. What is it? Star Walk of Fame. What is it? It's Star Walk of Fame. Wallyhood.
Walk of Fame.
Walk of Fame. Walk of Shame. Bollywood. Bollywood star. Yes. Okay, so he just got his star.
Yeah. And there was a dead body laying on
top
of
it. Yeah, you said.
Him.
Well, what the hell?
Well, I was like, this is the family area. Kids don't need to be seeing this. And I just going to move them out of the way.
Right.
And somebody saw it.
Don't
and
touch the
police.
Body. Don't never touch a dead body if you're like, get help. Call the police or.
Well, somebody did call the police.
Yeah, I guess. So what happened? So you moved the body and who was it? Do you know anything about the guy or a girl? What happened?
Yeah, well, they think I did it, but I didn't do it. It's a big misunderstanding. I was at a Gallagher show for a matinee at noon today. And so what? I'm in the interrogation room.
Wait,
and they're like, is that blood? And I said, like, I'm like, no, this is like a bowl of raspberries that Gallagher smashed, and it just got all over my face.
Uh-huh.
And so,
Phil, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to be devil's advocate here. I'm sure you're going to get some intense questioning from the detectives. Is there a way to verify that there was a Gallagher show this afternoon?
Well, funny enough, they wheeled the body into into the interrogation room here with me. Mm-hmm. And you know, like, you know how the
I almost did
like
a, I should have done another spit take on that. Go ahead.
Like the
body
usually covered
with it's like a Gallagher show in the front row, isn't it?
So they wheel the body in, and then they raise the sheet, and you know how they like rip it off.
I guess no, I don't. But...
Usually, like when they're showing the body underneath, they like lift that sheet up, and they kind of get startled. Well, guess who's underneath?
Who?
Gallagher.
Gallagher's underneath. It's Gallagher himself. Now you didn't.
He's dead.
Yeah, didn't answer my question though. See, I'm very smart. I'm a very good detective.
Come on, dude.
Yeah.
Is there a way to confirm if there was a Gallagher show this afternoon that you went to? There must be some record of it.
I don't have the police confiscated everything I have, but it was an anti-vax show because Gallagher's not in favor. So I had to like create this card that said like, because I'm vaccinated, but I had to create a card that said vaccinated by Jesus, and you hand that to the front person, and they'll let you into the Gallagher show.
Okay. So Gallagher's, let me just get this straight. Gallagher's dead on the Don McLean star.
Yeah.
You flip the body over. It's a coincidence.
Yeah. Well, I didn't do it.
You moved the body.
How did
off
the, you know how it got to the star in the first place? Did he suicide himself with this hammer?
That's the big mystery of everything. So he had been bludgeoned. It looked like he had a lot of cranial injuries. And what else? Other thing that didn't go in my favor is I had just bought a souvenir mallet from the show that I was holding at the time, and so that's created another complication.
Sounds like it. Well,
I've got like $1 million bond here. So if anybody here at the show.
Well, I'm doing a live show right now. I would have your best bet is to call your family. I think. Do we have any lawyers here tonight? Do we have any lawyers here?
This was my one phone call. So
it's a dim-witted crowd. It's just
that's cool that the police officers they offer you one Zoom or one call now.
Yeah. Right. This is what I chose.
Well, would they be able to verify that it's Raspberry, not Gallagher's blood on your?
Well, I think Gallagher was bleeding a little bit at the show. He probably nicked his finger or something. So
his DNA's in there.
It could be in here. So I'm going to be here for a while. I'm a flight risk. So, Tim, I'm going to need a place to stay if I get out of here probably for the next several months during the trial.
How's your finger?
Yeah. No, probably not something I can hook you up with, dude. But the audience loves you. Maybe somebody here can.
Right.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that.
Philip.
You want to hear the reason why I was actually calling, though?
Yes.
Yes, quickly.
Well, you got to go somewhere?
We have a big star coming out soon, so yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to be here a while, so. We can save it for another day, but I was just going to talk about how what Sammy Hagar's song "I Can't Drive 55" really means.
Okay, at some point we can get you to answer that. That would be awesome.
Phil.
Thank you very much, buddy. Wait, do you guys want to hear what Phil thinks? Yeah. I don't know. You want to hear that?
I want to hear.
Okay, what does it really mean, Sammy?
I think it's because Sammy Hagar doesn't like having sex with women who are 55 years old.
All right, thank you very much. That's not worth anyone's time. That's not my kind of humor, right? Ooh. Good luck with everything, buddy. Sounds like you're in a world of shit there. Sorry to hear it. Seemed like a nice guy, but. Your persona non grata here, because who knows? So weird that.
Thanks, Phil.
He was. We were talking about Don McLean earlier. It's a bad scene over there with Don McLean. You know about this Don McLean?
Oh no!
I'm going to tell you later, because right now we got a special musical experience.
Naya.
Do you want to?
Oh yeah.
Do your job here. You too. I ought to murder you. Play along. I was going to do a whole Three Stooges rap with you two. I can't confirm that this is her first live show since the lockdown. I could be wrong, but I'm going to think it is. I'm just going to go with it. Let's hear it. I'm so glad she's here. A very good friend of mine, a collaborator of mine. Wiseblood is here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hear it. Let's have a big round of a standing ovation, you fools.
This is my first show. Besides a funeral. So this is my first happy show. This is a cover song. If you know it, feel free to sing along. Or not. Thank you. Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare. I don't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through.
That was a fucking moment. That's history.
That was a big joke.
That, you know what? God damn you for stealing my show. This, you just stole the show. Show stolen. It's gone. Phil Braun thought he had it in his back pocket, but no. You come around and steal it. Hook, line, and sinker. Is that something?
We're starving for limelight. You know, yeah. Like the musicians are.
You laid it all out on the line.
I put it all out there.
This is, first of all. You could have gotten up here and sang happy birthday and it would have been a hit. The Voice. And you with your keyboard.
Happy birthday!
All right. Give us a little happy birthday, huh?
Happy birthday.
Who am I now? Look at this.
It's beautiful.
Do you know how to play Happy Birthday, Drew? It's depressing.
So, does anybody have a birthday?
This is like somebody's birthday. What if it's like, ladies and gentlemen, Edna passed away today, as you all know, but it was also her birthday, so we're going to do a very... granddaughter here, is Edna's granddaughter. He's got a few things to say about Edna. Isn't it great to be out doing this kind of stuff?
Singing? It feels too good.
I know. Now you're going to leave, and then you'll be like, I want more. Yep. We should do a midnight show, huh?
Real loose at midnight.
So what's going on with you? I haven't seen you in a while.
I've been making an album.
Hey-o! I thought you were done. I thought you were done after Titanic Rising. You can't beat that record.
I love records.
Oh, boy. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to,
don't stop.
I'm going to make another movie-based album,
Ooh, what kind of movie is it based on? Any idea? Well, you must know now. Do you have a title of the album? Is it a secret?
Trash and Mass Surveillance. No, it's a secret. Obviously, I'm not going to reveal it on office hours.
Oh, my heavens. Ouch. You just made a lot of enemies, my friend. Ouch.
No, I'll reveal it. I'll reveal it on the Midnight Show.
The Midnight Show. Stick around for that. This is exciting. You haven't sent me any demos or anything. I'm in the dark.
Drew's heard some of it.
Drew's...
He plays on it, and he did some strings on it.
I want to say Drew... And Natalie are the Fear of Death duo here. They made Drew, and not to make this about me, but Drew's a big part of my new record that I've just finished up, and he plays a bunch of synthesizers on.
Which is great. I heard it.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's really good.
Some good stuff, right? You happy with it? But I mean, you're not on it, but you're
Gen X Bob Seger.
Yeah, baby.
I think that's a compliment, but,
Yeah, somebody said it reminded them of Jerry Rafferty and J.J. Cale, which, as you know, I love.
Yeah.
He had lost all control.
Do you have any questions for the ghost of Brian Wilson?
I thought... He died?
No, he's still with us, but his ghost lays in wait. Waits for him.
Okay, Brian... When you were recording Pet Sounds in East West and you made everybody crawl on the floor like a bunch of animals in a farm, what track did that end up on? And was it worth it? That's my question.
It really frightened me a lot.
There's a lot of great albums that have been made. Okay, well,
Do you have a question? That's a good question. If you were able to ask Brian Wilson what his favorite album would be, could you ask that question, perhaps?
Oh, maybe I could. Brian, what's your favorite album besides your own albums?
Be My Baby is my favorite song.
Or what's your favorite? I think you said what's your favorite album.
What's your favorite album?
Well, the Phil Spector Christmas album probably was the greatest album ever produced, I think. I think Randy Newman's album Sail Away was a milestone in recording history. I think that Sgt. Pepper was an unbelievably great album, I think that The Dark Side of the Moon was a great album. There's a lot of great albums that have been made.
All right, man.
Well, the Beatles were probably my favorite group. I really liked them a lot.
Do you ever think about doing a duet with Kurt Schorr anytime soon? Does that seem like something you might be into?
Is he a Beach Boy?
No.
Kurt Schorr?
Yeah. Dear someone. He's from Philadelphia, which is...
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Oh, the show hurts me. It's so good. What a great show this is, right? I'm
I'm getting emotional. So it's coming to an end. You know that feeling when you're like, it's happening now. I'm not. I don't. I can't look forward to this anymore.
Yeah.
Well, melancholy.
There is Desert Days.
Hey, listen to this. Let's not make this a plug-a-thon, but.
Well.
What are we gonna do? We gotta put a band together. Drew, you got a band for me?
Get the band together.
Who do you got? Nobody's confirmed. Get on the mic.
Stella Mazgawa.
That'd be cool. She played on the record.
War Paint.
Yeah. Okay. Look at you.
Bass.
Huh?
I think Rado's playing with us. Rado, okay. If you're hearing this, you're playing with us.
Maybe we should get
just
like
do
a.
It. Don't think about it too much.
Get like a cover band to just be our band, like the Traveling Wilburys cover band. They must be out there looking for something to do.
I hope.
Want to play with us?
The Dakar boys.
Dakar.
Yeah, they're actually Dakar. Very good musicians. I think they'd be up for it. All right. Well, this was, what a treat. I really do believe, first of all, let's hear for Harry Nilsson, he didn't write that song.
Fred Neil.
Fred Neil wrote Fred that Neil. Song.
Hello, Newman.
What?
Kurt Vile.
Yeah. Stick around. Backstage, we'll have a white claw.
Guys, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having
Natalie.
Us, guys.
Thank you, Drew.
I love
Drew. Thank you, Drew.
I like to take your marquees before I begin.
I'm low. Low to the ground. I don't think I'm getting out of bed today. All right, no. Throw that keyboard out. Anybody feel moved? Anybody need to go to the bathroom? Who's holding it in? Anybody? Yeah. There he goes. That's all I had to say.
Ew, stinky.
Anybody have a question out there for me? Question, complaint? Ma'am, right in the front row.
Did he fart?
You have to wait for a microphone, unfortunately, though. Right up here in the front row. Right up here in the front row.
Get ready.
Can we hope for any other live performances with you and Wiseblood?
No.
Ever?
No. I don't have any. We're doing Desert Days. We're going to see
why?
How that goes, and then see where it goes from there. But
because all
that.
The greedy fuckers doubled up on me.
Thank you. Anything else? No. I'll talk about it later. You'll always know when I do things, because I'm going to be barking about it every day. I feel like I shouldn't. Maybe I should stop promoting the things I'm proud of. Did we get a mess? Did we get a? But listen, I appreciate your interest, and I respect and honor and tolerate you.
Who came?
Not tolerate. That's not the right word.
Who came from the furthest for this?
Please.
I'm curious about this.
Please, with you and your interest in geography. Please.
Does anybody travel far?
Who came? Who thinks they've come the furthest?
Indianapolis.
What's up?
Shout it out.
Nah. Yes, ma'am. What? Who speaks like this?
I'm from Amherst, Mesh. I'm 82 years old. I walk here. Started in 1983.
Get up here, would you? Yeah. Get up here.
Amherst, Mesh. How you come all the way from Amherst, Mass?
Get on that mic right there. What if she was 83?
I know.
Hello.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Okay.
82.
82. Where she is? You had to have come out here for other reasons.
Well, honestly, I was on that same track with the guy who showed at the beginning, and I'm his spokesperson tonight. So.
What guy? What guy? You're with Howard Shore?
Okay.
Oh, what?
Kurt you're Shore?
Kurt Shore, not Howard Shore. Did I say?
That's the Lord of the Rings.
Okay. Ouch, yeah.
So, I'm his great-granddaughter.
No. Stop doing bits. We do the bits. You be yourself.
What?
You just came out here for the show?
I came out to see people.
Yeah. Who you got? Your friend out here?
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much for coming up. Nice to meet you. What was your name?
Tina from Amherst.
Tina from Amherst, everybody. Thank you for coming up. This is a lot of fun.
Okay.
Yes. Is that a shirt? Big shirt? Big pants? Like a smock.
Yes, sir.
Pants or smock. She's so happy. Look at her. Made her day. Why am I suddenly Tony Clifton? It's this jacket. The jacket's the problem. I made her day. We got an exciting message, right, Matt? We got an exciting message that just came to us today.
Yes, we did.
From a guy, I was very surprised he sent us a message. Pretty insane. I don't want to spoil it, but this guy, I guess, is a fan. But here we go.
I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh. So I listen to Office Hours with Tim Heidecker because it makes me laugh. He doesn't like me much, but he makes me laugh. So he's not a bad guy. I wish he liked me, but just like the election, he can't win them all. I don't know why anyone would listen to Joe Rogan Overton show, which is far superior. Spotify made a horrible deal with that dope. They spent millions and millions and millions. One for just $5 a month, you can get the full Office Hours experience. Big Berber and Doug Pound, they are the masters of the drops with their edits and sound bites. Little bites of sound they call props. It's unbelievable. What they do, it really is. I love that full brown guy. His Don Jr. bit with the bags of gasoline had me laughing myself. Melania loves it. I joined the Patreon because it's the smart thing to do. And I'm a Billy Joel freak and big Beatles nerd. I haven't watched the compound yet, but Melania keeps telling me it's great and it's like their version of The Sopranos. Office Hours is the best podcast in the world. If you like to laugh, just listen to the Holy Trinity, and I guarantee you will laugh. Seth, if I go all the Office Hours again, you're very special. Keep doing what you are doing because the world needs to laugh.
My God. My God.
My
Come
God.
On.
Wonderful stuff. I guess that was not him. That was some kind of computer generated. Sorry, everybody.
Shit.
We got pranked. All right, another question from the audience would be, people are excited to talk. People want to talk. Yes, ma'am. Yes, go ahead. Wait for your microphone.
Hurry up!
Hi. Okay. What do you think the characters of The Sopranos stances would be on vaccination?
Oh!
Tony first, go.
I think he would begrudgingly do it and bitch about it, right, Doug?
He could technically not.
How come you don't have no microphone no more? He don't. He's looking. Hey, Tone, you know what I think about these whole mess?
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I'll just keep.
Yeah,
I do like three words that those guys say. So
I want that full shot.
Oh!
You blow your father with that mouth?
Bill, I call you Bill. Bill, are you still watching that show?
I am, and I can't shake season 2, episode 13 with the end. I don't want to give it away.
No, you can give away.
Well,
The Sopranos.
They knock off Big Pussy. What's his name? Pussy? Big Pussy? I don't know what it is.
Yeah, in the boat.
In the boat, and it's just like where they're like. Friends getting together at the end. He's like, you got any of that good tequila?
Mm. Oh, it's
and they had those shots.
So, tough,
so heartbreaking.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
All right.
Anyway. I just brought it down.
Yeah.
Talking about murder.
I went to the Office Hours TV shows. They basically just talked about The Sopranos.
The Sopranos.
It's pretty bad. It's a pretty bad time. But we got out.
Yeah.
Got a babysitter. I was so wired today, by the way. Wired beyond belief, Vic. Wired, I'm telling you. Wired.
Is it like caffeine intake?
Yes, I don't want to. Do we have it here? Do you have it? I don't want to be a pitchman too badly, but I'm a.
Maybe you want Ellen to.
Yeah, I'm addicted to this. Believe me, this is not a commercial. I'm addicted to this Three Stogies coffee that we sell. Do you know this?
Oh, that's good.
How many people have bought some of this coffee? It's actually. Where's my coffee bag?
Okay.
What the hell's going on?
Ellen, I think Ellen.
No, it's.
I'll tell you what the hell's going on.
Wait a minute. No.
What is going on here with this Three Stogies coffee?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Are you kidding me?
Hey, hold on a minute now. What is this?
They took Three Stooges coffee and they made a Stogies coffee? Listen, folks, you may not know who I am.
Yep. Who are you?
I'm Curly G, the youngest grandson of Curly Howard. Jesus. From the Three Stooges.
In the flesh?
And this is crazy. This is an outrage.
Where's my
what
coffee?
What is this crap? Can't take this. I can't
look,
hold
yeah,
that.
The Three Stogies. It's
three
not you.
Stogies?
It's not the Three Stooges. It's the Three Stogies.
I don't get it. What is it? I mean, does it taste better? Has anyone had Three Stooges coffee?
No, we just...
Well, that's the problem.
Well...
What does it taste like? Is it any good?
It's great. I was saying it's great coffee.
Well, maybe
what are you doing that mallet? I mean, were you... Hey, were you at a Gallagher show?
I have the talking stick. Just settle down there, Timmy.
Okay.
And Vic, how could you do this to me? I surprised you on your birthday.
I know, I'm a big fan, but I apologize. I have to do what the father says.
I didn't want to mention you.
He's coming for you.
Maybe there's room for...
It's Matt's fault.
I can work both sides of the fence, as they say.
Well, listen, we have no ill will towards you or your family or the coffee you make, but you're coming in a little hot here, Curly G.
Well, that's right. Well, I'm trying to liven up the crowd because you killed him earlier. Actually, it was the Sopranos. Anyways, no. I'm a big
fan. I killed tonight. That's what I did.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Anyways.
Thank you.
Enough about him.
I just want to say, it's a little threatening you with this big mallet here, especially after what we just learned what happened with Phil Braun.
Listen, I was thinking, I get paid, if I sell 1 million bags, I get a wood nickel. Maybe you guys could double it. I'll sell 2 million bags, and you give me a chewed up coin.
What do you think? Does that seem like a good deal?
A chewed up coin?
All right, well, let's make a deal. Let's make a deal.
All right, well, hold on a second.
Hold on now.
I know, I just... Sick. Just hold. Can you hold it for a second? Yeah. I guess he's in charge now, folks. Whatever you say, Vic.
Get this out of here. Right. Hey. Curly, would you sit over here and just chill out? Let's hear it for Curly G. Yeah.
Sit back and relax. Such a lovely audience.
Yeah, well, it's a great crowd. You guys have been terrific tonight. Thank you for being here.
You're amazing. You're great looking, too.
I've never seen Curly in jeans before. This is exciting.
Hey, my name is Curly G.
Curly G, the original.
Yeah, for grandson.
The OG. So what's your deal, dude?
Well, basically, I'm looking for a new gig.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking maybe I could be on your show. Maybe
You're on the show at the moment. Yeah, so...
selling coffee, you know, looking for new opportunities.
Well... You got one here, right, folks? We love Curly G.
Thank you. Maybe you guys could go on my YouTube channel, subscribe, Curly G, Curly's grandson. I'm on Facebook. You know, I'm not looking to plug myself.
What do you do on the YouTube? What can people expect?
I do slapstick type comedy.
Okay, all right.
I like to get the living shit beat out of me. I hope there's no kids in here.
Easy, Curly G. So, when did you find? I mean,
when did you find out you were...
Grandson.
Actually, I was like 10 years old.
Wow.
Came home every day to watch the Stooges like everyone else after school. My brother and I, Curly was our favorite. He was our hero. And one day, my brother went to go see Fiddler on the Roof, my grandma. He loved it. He was just like, carried on. She goes, it's probably in your blood. Your grandfather's Curly from the Three Stooges. And our whole world changed.
Wow. Why didn't you know before that, though? Why did they keep this from you?
My grandmother remarried.
Okay.
Had a new grandfather. Yeah. So they just, he could never fill the shoes of Curly. He was a wonderful man. But what can I say? You don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. Yeah.
Wow. Do you get together with the other grandkids?
Yeah, I go to Three Stooges conventions and some of the family members from Shem's family and Moe's family. Great people. You know, we slept and we enjoy each other's company.
Vic? Anything?
Vic! No, I was wondering. We're always looking for Larrys, and if there's any Larrys out there, Larrys are so hard to find.
He brought me up for it. Yeah,
I think Vic would be the perfect Larry.
I work on it.
Take off the visor. Take off the visor. Show him that hair. Leave him alone, Mal. Leave him alone. Yeah, rip it out. Oh.
Well, Curly, it's a pleasure to have you here. G.
Thank you.
The OG Curly G, I guess we could say. Anybody have any questions for Curly G? If you get an opportunity.
I can't see.
Stunned.
Oh.
You've asked a question already. How about over here?
Sure. Pipe away.
Where's the goddamn Three Stooges music? The Three Blind Mice, damn it.
A lot of dead air on tonight's show.
Shit.
Curly G, have you seen the Three Stooges movie that came out with Will Sasso? Do you have thoughts about that?
Interesting question. Good question.
2012 movie, absolutely. We got called by the Farrelly brothers, my brother and I, in post. Went to his little hideaway in Ohio to actually see it before it was done. And then went to Grauman Chinese Theater, saw it. And like my whole life, I never thought that Three Stooges would be on the big screen. And I thought the actors did a great job. And I was thrilled. I mean, some 60 years later, for people to be laughing. It's simply amazing, just like you folks.
You like the Michael Chiklis version? What do you think of that?
TV movie? Not so much.
No?
Huh? They,
what's that? That's like the true
that's a
story.
That's
like
TV
the biopic.
Movie. Yeah, the biopic.
Yeah, they kind of portrayed my grandmother as a whore. I mean, who does that? Who does that to a little kid? I mean, that was my grandma. I was a little upset, but I'm over
it. You know what I watched? Sorry to pull focus, Curly G, but... I watched this the other day. I thought I was just going to watch a clip. I ended up watching the whole damn
thing.
It's the 1978 Abbott and Costello biopic starring Buddy Hackett. Has anyone seen this? Can you look up Abbott and Costello biopic death? The death of Lou Costello in this movie is something to see. You're not going to believe it. Sorry. Back to you. We'll let Matt work on that.
Yeah.
What's the name of the movie again?
Abbott and Costello.
Death of Costello?
A life.
The end.
Who's on dearth?
Is there anyone else who wants to ask questions?
Yes, please. Take over the crowd.
If not, we could just dance.
Do you really believe this?
It's Buddy. You have to...
I got it.
Is it the death?
Bud and Lou. I'm trying
Bud
to find
Lou.
It.
And then it's...
Do you have any cool Three Stooges memorabilia? What's your favorite kind of thing?
Yeah,
you got anything?
I get the fans that actually send me their drawings and they sign them. Those are like the most special. I have some pictures of my grandmother showing off her engagement ring, like three treasures. The rest of it I had to buy on Shop Knuckleheads, your super emporium for Three Stooges needs. I had to buy most of my memorabilia, unfortunately. But so I have a few special pieces, and I'm sure I'll print a picture of this pose. And remember this forever. Yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Do you have it, Matt?
Yeah.
This is the death of Lou Costello in the 1978 Buddy Hackett.
What a transition. What
the heck?
I watched the whole movie in bed on YouTube. I couldn't stop watching. Wait. Hold on. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Hey. Hey, Eddie. I had a lot of strawberry maltage in my life, you know that? Of all of them I ever had. Boy, Eddie, this one's the best.
Yeah, that's classic.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's thank Curly G. You want to hang backstage and we'll hang? Or you want to stay out here?
We're going to jam with the boys.
Oh,
you're going to jam with the boys. Okay.
Yeah.
I want to turn the stage over to the Drop Masters. We're going to do a little drop concert here.
Hello.
Let's hit it, boys. I'll be back to say goodnight. You join them in on some zany shit, man.
Yeah.
Okay? Thank you, everybody, for coming out. This was a lot of fun. I hope we can do it again. What a night! Let's thank Wiseblood.
Yeah.
Have a good life.
Yeah.
Let's pray for Phil Braun.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Nice to meet you.
Woo. Oh, sweetly. Ooh. up on the wall. Nice there, you want to dance? Come on, people, let's get up on the dance.
Thank you again. Thank you for coming tonight, everybody. Let's see you next week on the internet and back here somewhere down the line. We hope we get to do more. This was a lot. I laughed and cried. And Doug, thank you very much. Let's hear it for DJ Doug Pound. Victor Berger. Peace.
Oh, what's this?